Kate will walk up the aisle to this coronation anthem, composed for William's great-great-great-grandfather Edward VII in 1902. The details are contained in the official royal wedding programme. In it, William and Kate have broken with tradition, dispensing with the services of the Archbishop of Canterbury in favour of writing their own personal message to say they've been incredibly moved by people's affection for their marriage. The Reverend Julian Gadsby is a minister in Kate's home village of Bucklebury in Berkshire. He says the couple have also chosen some lovely music for the service.
When you have wedding hymns, you want to have ones that people will know and be able to sing really well. So they've got Gummy O Thou Great Redeemer, which is a wonderful hymn.
Jerusalem and Love Divine, All Loves Excelling are the other two hymns in the service, which are said to be favourites of the couple. Kate's brother, James Middleton, will give the only reading from Romans 12, declaring, "Let love be genuine." In her vows, Kate will not promise to obey her new husband, but instead to love, comfort, honour and keep him. Then Prince Charles, Camilla and Prince Harry, along with Kate's parents, sister and brother, will all act as witnesses. Finally, the newlyweds will leave the Abbey to the sounds of the well-known rousing orchestral march, Crown Imperial, which was also played at Charles and Diana's wedding.